following program is made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you. Services in kind provided by Maximize Life Chiropractic, bringing you to optimum health. Maximize Life Chiropractic. For more information in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-922-8146 or visit the website at www.MaximizeLifeChiropractic.com.
This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Yes, I am a new voice coming to you about living for Christ. That's right, living for Christ. I am the life realignment expert. That's right, you heard it right. I will be talking to you about how to walk in obedience to God. In other words, realigning your life. That's it. Realigning your life in accordance with the Lord's standard. I'm excited about spending time with you. I hope that you will keep tuning in to hear more about life realignment. The scripture reference for this program is found in Romans 12:2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, let's just take a look at that passage and take it apart so we can get the full understand of what it is talking about. It says, "And be not conformed to this world." Do you realize that that means to behave according to socially acceptable conventions or standards? It also says, "But be ye transformed," to undergo a change in form, appearance, or character. Now you may ask, well, how in the world is this going to be done? It says, by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing means making new, fresh, strong again, to be full of something that is with force or enthusiasm. Do you realize that your mind is your intellect? That's right. And we all have a mind. I like that. We are not just one portion, but we have a mind. I like that, don't you? "That you may prove," which means to demonstrate the truth or existence of something by evidence or argument. So, have you thought about what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Well, let's talk about that for a moment. It is that which is morally right or righteous. Do you know that acceptable means that which is suitable, capable, or worthy of being accepted? No compromise. So often in life, people want to compromise. Some things just can't be, especially when you're doing the will of God. You cannot compromise because His will is perfect, which means having all of the required or desired elements, qualities, or characteristics. It is as good as it is possible to be. Don't you like that? That's the best that it can be. Free from faults, defects, or blemish. When you think about our mental faculty, always realize you have a mind. You can choose a course of action. I want you to know that the will of God is doing what God wants us to do. I'm excited about that, and I want you to get excited even the more about it, doing what He wants us to do. Now that's a powerful passage, and I think you ought to memorize it and hide it in your heart. The scripture makes us aware of what course or what path we are required to follow in our lives. I don't know about you, but some people have chosen to follow the wrong path. They would rather follow the path of the world rather than the Christ-centered path. Now, I hope I'm speaking to someone out there who's thinking about being on the right path, making the right decision to walk with the Lord. I want you to know that the believer must, did you hear that word, must? Yes, must decide to live according to the will of God instead of the ways of the world. I know it's tempting. It's tempting. The world's way seems inviting. But I want you to know destruction is along that path. But get excited, because the realignment expert, who I happen to be, want to help you to stay on the path of righteousness. So keep tuning in and feast on the truth for this generation. The messages will be in tune with His will. I want you to understand that. This is with His will, not my will, not your will, but according to His will. You know what I like to tell people? You do not have to wobble your way through life. That means losing your direction and true perspective. I want to encourage you to live with strength and power so that you can achieve your divine purpose. Some have dubbed me, or given me a little nickname called the Wobble Eliminator. The Wobble Eliminator. Sounds funny, but guess what? They got it right, because I'm here to help you eliminate that wobble out of your life. Do you know that wobble means to waver or vacillate? I know people think it's limited to rocking or staggering motion or to move unsteadily from side to side, but it means to waver or vacillate. Waver, and some people do this a lot, means to be undecided between two opinions or courses of action. And really, if you vacillate, that refers to a hesitation between one direction or another. Now do you get the reasoning behind being rooted and grounded in the Word of God? That's Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. It tells you how to live and not to wobble or waver or vacillate, to be indecisive about your course or direction in life. We do not have to choose the way of the world or be torn by God's way or the world's way. I assure you, let me say that again, I assure you that the will and the way of the Lord is best. Every time you tune in and hear the voice of Miss Pat, that's me, the message will come forth to help you stay in the will of the Lord. Now, I want you to know the message is not new, just the messenger. I will be helping you to realign your life, to transform your way of thinking, your attitude, yes, your lifestyle, even your commitment and your values. Does that sound good? Does that really sound good to you? Does to me. So go ahead now. Think about your dreams, your values, your self-worth, your conscious commitment, and the new vibrant, excited, power-packed person who will enjoy even the more of living according to the will of God. I tell you what, I have a 6-step action plan designed to help you stay on track during this realignment process. I want you to know something about me. I am personally a product of a realigned life. Now, I'll be telling you more about that on future broadcasts. So you're going to have to keep tuning in to hear more from Miss Pat, the Life Realignment expert. I do want you to know that the six-step plan works when you work the plan. Let me say that again so you'll get it just the way it's meant to be. The six-step plan works when you work the plan. So come on, get on board with me and make a conscious commitment to tune in to hear about the plan. Tune in to be blessed by powerful messages from the Word to encourage and feed you. Get excited now. We are well on our way to help you realign your life. You do realize that the day, the hour, the moment in time has arrived for a tune-up. You're probably wondering, what in the world is she talking about, a tune-up? Well, let me just make it plain. It's a transformed life. And if you hadn't thought about it, get to thinking about it. Because I'm agreeing with you. Your time has come for a brand new you. A brand new you. Aren't you excited about that? That now you're going to be that brand new, transform, realign, vibrant person that makes changes all the time, and people will look at you and wonder, wow, what happened to that person? Well, I want you to know, you can tell them right out, I have been realigned. Have you thought about it? Well, get excited. I am, because you know what? This is going to be taking work. But I believe that you can work the plan and let the plan work for you. Let it work. Don't interrupt the plan. Work with the plan. If you work the plan will work for you. This really is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We'll be right back. This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. I want to continue with this life realignment plan. I know you're thinking, really? Yes, really I do. I'm excited, and I'm hoping that you will become excited too, because this is really about you. It's all about you. I challenge the uniqueness in you to allow me, the life realignment expert, to lead you down the path of life that will bring about the change necessary for you to achieve your passion and your purpose and reach the destiny that's yours. Get excited about the better life that is yours for the taking. You decide when to start. You take the steps necessary, and I believe you will enjoy the new you. Tell yourself that you will flip to the new you. How about that? Let's just use some funny words. You know, when they flip houses, you know what they have to do. They start at the bottom, work up to the top, and come out with a brand new house. I dare you to persuade your own self. No, you do not have to wobble through life. Remember I explained about wobble? You don't have to wobble through life. You really can live with strength and power on a daily basis. That's important to know. This is not a weekly, monthly thing. You can do this daily. Whenever you hear the word realignment, I want to ask you, what comes to your mind? Well, let me tell you what comes to my mind. I think of a car that needs to go to the shop for front or rear end alignment. Oh, come on now. You know that you've seen cars wobbling down the road. On some cars, you can even see the front wheels from the back of the car. Can't you? Now tell me, does that look good? No, that's wobbling. That doesn't look good. But I want you to know that that is how some people choose to live their lives. Just wobbling along. Content to just wobble along. They have no joy. They have no excitement. They have no pleasures, no power, no strength, no nothing. Just dull, dull and empty. Void. But I assure you, I'm telling you, that is not living a fulfilled life. So I want to introduce you to a plan, P-L-A-N, let's get it right, for transformation, a plan for the realignment process. Okay, it's a simple six-letter word that we all use as part of our vocabulary. The word means the fact or process of doing something to achieve a goal or purpose. That word is action. Come on, I know you're listening, so you can say it with me, action. It really is an acronym for the plan which I will share with you. So let's twirl a spin around that word very quickly. Why? Because I want it to become like second nature to you. I want it to become instilled in your mind. I want that word action to hibernate and resonate in your innermost being. Why? Because we want it to. I don't want you to forget it, because that's what you're going to be doing, working the action plan. Listen to me now. Action will take up residence in the pulsating fibers of the new and refurbished, realigned, transformed, inspired being that is waiting to be released. And who is that? That's you. You want to ask me again who that is? That's you. So I know when I keep telling you, that's you, that's you. Believe it today. The six letters of action has a word or words that will be used by you on this amazing journey to the new and fulfilled being that you will become. In conjunction with that power-packed word will be what every one of us have. Ooh, is that a puzzler? You're probably trying to figure out, what can that be? Some of you right now might be scratching your heads, trying to figure out what that something is. Go ahead. Start guessing. I want you to guess what that something is. Some of you have come up with brain. Yeah, we all have one. Eyes, we all have two. Ears, we have those. Legs, yes, we do. Mouth, speaking through one right now. Hands, yes, we do. The list really could go on and on. But think on this. Though all of the above may not work as adequately as we would like, I say every person has 24 hours in every day. Do you agree? We all have that. Everybody have the same 24 hours. Now, you were thinking brain and eyes and legs and mouth and all that, but I say 24 hours. But before we get down into the action list, I want you to spell that word out for me, A-C-T-I-O-N. Remember, we are getting it instilled in you because it's going to help us work the plan, which we will be working every 24 hours that our good God has given to us. We're going to get some time getting better acquainted with the breakdown of the 24 hours. Why? Because we've been blessed to have it. You've been blessed. I've been blessed. Oh my God, all of mankind has been given the same 24 hours. Now, I'm so glad that no one, not one person, is given more time than anyone else. Do you know how unfair that would be? Can you imagine how warped our thinking would be if some came up with 25 hours and others received only 20 or less? But I tell you, I am excited that the great designer of time, our good and wonderful God, decided with no help from you or me that mankind would be given the same amount of time every day. But here's the catcher. Here's the clincher. Here's the point to that. You decide how to use it. Let me just ask you, will you spend your time wobbling your day away or living a vibrant and blessed life? Will you spend your time staying in the dumps, having pity parties, angry with the rest of the world, or will you spend your time actionizing? I like that. Watch that. That's another kicker for you. Actionizing your 24-hour period of time. I want to help you learn how to actionize your way to your destiny. It is very important to have a sense of how the 24-hour time frame is laid out to get the most out of it for your life. I was perplexed myself, so I went to a far greater source than me. You know who that is? That was God. And He gladly showed me some very interesting things. I thought, really? I didn't understand that. Because I want you to know that God, the designer and giver of the time, chose to tell me or to show me how to use the block method. I must confess, I had a whole different perspective of this 24-hour time thing. I just wasn't getting it. So He let me know, let me have you sit still and wait, and let me explain some things to you about the 24-hour period that not just you, Miss Pat, have, but everybody have. And once mankind understands better about that 24 hours that I, God, have blessed them with, they may decide to live totally different once they grasp what I've given them. I'll start with 4 blocks with 6 hours in each block. Right away, you can see that 4 times 6 equals what? 24. That's right. And each block contains 6 hours. But we can take that a little further. The first block is morning from 6 to 12, which equals 6 hours. Block number 2 is midday to afternoon from 12 noon to 6, which equals 6 hours. Block number 3 is night or evening from 6 to 12 midnight. That's another 6 hours. The last block, or block number 4, is overnight. That's when most of us are trying to sleep. But that time is still moving. Now that's from 12 to 6 are the last blocks which make up the 24 hours. Isn't that exciting? You may say, oh, that's boring. But really, it's designed for you. You can do things in that those blocks that benefit you, but also glorify God. Did you notice the consistency of 2 sets of numbers? 2 sets. What are those 2 sets? 6 and 12. The number 6 and 12. Now, some I know are going to challenge you concerning this significance of the number, but I choose to use biblical insight. When we look at the initial setting of the time frame of 4 blocks, I like the implied reference of the universality of something. Who could think of something so grand and good except God? Nobody but God. I'm reminded of the Word of God that's found in the book of Genesis 1, verses 4 and 5. And it says, "And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Get excited. We didn't design that. He did. And he talked about it in his word, right in Genesis. The number six is used as a period of time for work. The Creator did his work. And how many days do you remember? 6 days. The length of time God assigned himself to create a work with a Sabbath day of rest. Yes, I want you to know the number six is God breathed. Genesis chapter 2, verse 3 says, and God blessed the seventh day. And what did he do? He sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We'll be right back. This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Yeah, we've been talking about that 24-hour time frame. You know, the one that God has blessed each of us with. That's all of mankind. It is not limited to a man or a woman, but everybody. And you know why I'm excited about that? It includes me and you. That number 12 that we talk about is attached to a spiritual significance, which shows spiritual consistency. It also symbolizes our God's power and authority. Now, I don't know about you, but that's something to be excited about. His power and authority. Now, back over in verse 14 of Genesis 1, it tells us, and God said, I want you to know, not me, not you, but God said, let there be lights in the firmament in the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Isn't that exciting? We didn't have to plan that. We didn't have to figure it out. He had already planned it out. He spoke it in his word. He said, because this is going to divide the day from the night for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Aren't you excited about that? I don't know about you, but I am. So the number 24 is important because it really relates to eternal destiny and eternal life. Now, many would like to think of the 24-hour day given to all of mankind as just some poof that happened. It has no significance. But I want you to know, no one, no individual, no person, not even the animals, were left wanting for any amount of time. Everybody was given the same amount. But I'm glad that my inclusion in the very concept of the block of time made me really aware of the world and the mighty powerful hand of God. I want to be honest with you. I had never looked at it like that, but he wanted me to take a look so I could share it with you. So when you get ready to work on you, you have a better understanding of what you already have accessible 24 hours. There are many passages of scripture that deal with the number 6 and 12. These passages start in Genesis and go through the book of Revelation. I challenge you to do some research. Get into your Bible. Get into your Word and look for that. Look for those numbers in Genesis and Revelations and see what you can learn. Because the master of this great universe chose this time frame for us as part of who he is to identify with us. We choose to honor the time to identify with him, especially when we use the 6 and 12 hour cycles. How wisely. Too many people are not doing it wisely. But no matter what, you will still arrive at the same conclusion. We all have 24 hours per day. I don't know about you, but I've chosen to live a fulfilled life each day, every day, all day, even, I guess, while I'm sleeping. You know, when we're in that subconscious state and don't even know what's going on. But guess who knows? God knows. Aren't you glad we don't have to lay awake fretting all night long wondering, well, what's going on? No, he's handling it. Let him do it because he can and he will. I want you to know that some people are perplexed about how to make their day last a little longer. Haven't you heard people say, man, I sure wish I had more time. Man, I wish I had some more time. Others say, boy, that day went by so fast. And still others brag about how well they did in such a smidgen. Smidgen is a small amount of time, while others took all day to get something accomplished. No matter how different people view the time spent or lost, now one person can squeeze 25 hours into their 24-hour day. I don't know about you, but I have at times wanted to have a few extra minutes. I have. I've said, have you been cooking or baking or washing clothes or had errands to run? And you think, man, if I just had just a few more minutes to get this done. Well, it just doesn't work that way. I must confess to you, I was washing clothes. I'm just going to let you in on a little something. I was washing clothes this morning. I washed one load, put them in the dryer, washed load number two, and didn't have time to take those out the dryer, put them in the basket, and take the clothes in the washer and put them in the dryer. So guess what? I ran out of time. I knew I was on a time frame, so guess what I had to do? I'll have to do it later. But guess what happened with time? It was still, oh my God, it was still ticking. Time didn't wait for me. I had to keep moving, keep doing what I needed to do. That's what I'm saying to you. The time, the clock is still ticking, still ticking. There are some folks who wish the day would never even start. For some, it feels as if it will never end. But I want to tell you, it will start and it will end. Why? Because it always does. He's already planned it that way. But remember this, the 24 hours that you have are designed for you. I tell you, use them wisely because you can get them back. Remember how I shared with you a moment ago about the clothes and the washing machine and the dryer? I've got to go back and get the clothes into the dryer. Time didn't wait for me. I had to keep moving. I know some of you are so technological savvy. And you want to push that replay button. Can't do it. There is no replay button. But even if your next 24-hour period seems like or even mimics the last, do you know what? It really isn't the same. No 2 days are just alike. Do you know that we're already into today? Yesterday is gone. We can't get it back. Tomorrow is heading our way. Do you understand? It's heading your way. No matter what you do, tomorrow is on the way. But you can do something right now in this today that you have. You still have time. Do you know? I know that some people really waste time. Some people spend it all as if there really is no tomorrow. But trust me, tomorrow is headed your way. Some people try to overstock and pile up just in case. That doesn't work either. Some try to laugh it off with an, oh, well, so what? Well, I want to tell you, your day is precious. God gave it to you. Use it wisely. I really do want to brighten your day by letting you know that your 24 hours was designed with you in mind. Aren't you excited about that? That great, awesome, magnificent God of ours designed something special just for you. And you say, well, what is that? 24 hours, your day. You can take your day and use it to fulfill some meaningful, purposeful things that will benefit you, bless others, and really bring honor and glory to God. I like that. I really do. Why? Because I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but I tell people that I am blessed and highly favored. You ought to start thinking about that because you are wonderfully and uniquely made. Wonderfully and uniquely. There is not another you. There can never be another you. Even identical twins have their own day. Even though they mimic each other, they cannot live in the other's day. It's their day, their day. You need to learn that. Go ahead now, claim your day. It's yours. You decide how to use it. Or, I may not want to say this, but I gotta say, or misuse it. Because some people do misuse it and abuse it. But I'm here to help you to be wise and use it well. I want you to realize that your best is still yet to come with you in mind. Go ahead. Mark your calendar. Today is your day. Let's take the dull, pity-partying, unhappiness, what-ifs out of your day right now. Are you willing to do that? Come on. Let's do that. This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We'll be right back. Come back now. Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. So I said a moment ago, go ahead. You really do have to get this thing started. Now I want to tell you, it's okay to feel as if you are starting from scratch, but know that you are not alone in this thing. Because guess what we are doing? We are working this action plan together. The issue becomes how or what do you want to do with your very precious 24 hours? And look at them like that. They are precious because you have something that you can choose to do with them. I need you to see them through clear lenses. Why? So that you will stay focused on the nowness of what lies ahead. I say that correctly. The nowness, N-O-W-N-E-S-S, of what lies ahead. That's for you. You must realize that when you decide to focus on what path you choose to take to realign your life, your vision cannot be blurred by anything that will deter you from your destiny. It will take you off the right track. Your work, your goals, your passion, your end result is totally dependent on you. Because guess what? This is your time. It's your time. You are in command now. Work these hours well or mess them up. You can choose. You decide. You know what? I like to use little spiritual nuggets to keep me grounded and determined to not quit. Some people don't bother with that. That's okay. You don't have to, but I'm going to share some with you anyway. You might decide to start writing your own. When I think of the word focus, I am reminded of my own ministry work named Focus Ministry. That's right, Focus Ministry. It is the acronym for faithfulness, obedience, commitment, understanding, and strength. I have a few spiritual nuggets to dwell in you and resonate within you for strength and power. Now, I've used some of these over the years, especially in my focus ministry. These are words from my heart that have been instilled in me from time spent in meditation and prayer with God. And these words, these various nuggets that I've come up with from the word focus, have impacted my life. I hope they do something for you. I reach deep within myself and I become encouraged by just that jotting down a few words of refreshing, words that help me throughout the day. So as you travel on your life's journey of realignment, keep these nuggets available for your daily walk. Focus. Faithfully obeying Christ unleashes supernatural blessings. Don't you like that? I get excited because our God can do things supernaturally. God has an abundance of blessings with your name on it. To some, they seem unbelievable. To some, they seem mediocre. To some, there has to be an explanation any human can come up with. But I hope you hear with a spiritual mindset to know that God still works miracles. Do you believe that? I do. He does many things supernaturally. Your blessings can fall into that category. Believe me. The new house, the car, the job, the new set of friends, the faith walk, spiritual discernment that you had longed for can happen just for you. Here's another one. Focus. Facing all challenges using strategies. Does that make sense or not? Think about it. We all face challenges in our lives, but you must decide how to handle them, how to go to battle and win. Because you need to know that the Lord is in charge of even your battle. How to not give in to the onslaught of the overwhelming challenges that just sideswipe you. Come on now. You're smart enough to strategize. You do know that if there's a road and you're traveling to work and there are road work ahead, they put out signs which tells you you have to detour, go a different direction. They usually post those signs. I know we've traveled that way. So be alert. And what are you going to do? Follow those signs. Don't keep going down the path where you know you would get into trouble with your car or with your life. Use detour signs for the roadblocks in your life. Stay reminded. You have 24 hours. Don't get stuck in a rut. Don't take the wrong direction. Use your time wisely. Never give up your strategy to do your alignment. I want to tell you, family members, friends, jobs, anything or anyone that causes you to do battle for your self-worth can be a challenge in your life. Remember, you have value. Decide today that this is your day to take control. You want to combat all the obstruction headed your way. And I want to tell you, you can do it. I want to take you almost like taking you by the hand and leading you down the path of realignment that will instill power and strength within you rather than apathy. Remember, your day is what you, not me, what you make of it. To each his own. No matter how hard you try or others try to make you do, your day is yours. It's your day. Start right now claiming it. Tell yourself, this is my day. Get bold. This is my day. Let your friend, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, even your child, any other person, even your enemy who's there to try to wreck your day, tell them, nope, this is my day. This is mine, and it's been set aside for me, and I'm going to work my day. I'm going to handle my day. By the grace of God, we got this. Until you work on you and get your power pack on, you cannot really help others with that day. So go ahead, let the world know this is your time to do who? To do you. Come on now. Talk like that. Oh, they're going to get upset, but that's all right. This is your day to do you. Focus. Facing one's own challenges unlocks success. Now, what do you view as success? I know that some think of success as bundles of money, just wealth. But I want to tell you, money alone does not determine success. Do you know that even a poor person with no money can have success? You say, how? Success simply means the accomplishment of an aim, a purpose. That has nothing to do with money. For some, being able to finish school as the first person in a family means success. Do you know that's exciting for some people? Some parents have raised their kids, they were never able to finish school. And there comes a child, and that child graduates from high school, goes on to college, and becomes a success. Do you get it? That's a success for that family. But I want you to know, crawling can be a success. Learning to walk and accomplishing that is a success. Talking, when somebody has lost the ability to talk and can talk once again, that's a success. But I got one for you. Just being able to smile means success to some people. Now, you hold on to that, because I don't know your strategy, but you know you, and you may listen to some of this and realize, hey, I've learned to really smile. I've just been a nerd. I've just been mean and not kind to people, but somebody passed by you one day, smiled at you, and you had the opportunity to smile back. That was your success. Oh, glory. That was your success for that day. Many things in our lives are viewed as success. Doesn't cost megabucks, and it doesn't always give us a return in money. When you get a return with a beautiful smile, that didn't cost you anything. That didn't cost them anything. No money was involved. However, our hearts, our minds, our beings feel the effects of that success. I want you to rest in that. Just come on now. Rest in that. All our needs are supplied. Knowing that you have chosen to realign your life is already headed to success. This is Miss Pat with Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We'll be back next week on Thursday at 11 a.m. Tune in now. See you then.
The preceding program was made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you. Services in kind provided by Maximize Life Chiropractic, bringing you to optimum health. Maximize Life Chiropractic. For more information in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-922-8146. or visit the website at www.maximizelifechiropractic.com. Produced by CTK Media Services,